Let's say we're gonna pick up today on page 129, in the booklet. We're gonna do a little Be'er HaChaim, and we're gonna actually start a different section today of the Be'er HaChesed. So the truth is, this I think is a beautiful limud to start here, especially given the fact what we said before about Rosh Hashanah Yochai, about his ability to see the good in every single person, the ability to see the beauty and the holiness. So with that, the Rebbe of Lulav writes the following: he says, "Avodas HaAdam." Lihios ahov lemalo al yedei nechmad lemato. The avoda of a person is to be beloved lemalo by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does one become beloved by Hashem? Ultimately, through being beloved and being kind down in this world. And the Rebbe writes the following. He says, "Bad bebad tzarech lehasir gedolim al kitanim hagam." Oh, I'm sorry. I'm quoting to you from the wrong page here. 1 second. No, it is right. I'm sorry. It's correct. Salaz ki agam shebishas hadlaka hari hu madlik umorer ish gedolo v'nora begavim meromim. So again, remember, as I mentioned to you when we first started learning from this sefer, so this particular section, this Be'er HaChaim, is actually on Chanukah. So in the back, he has sections about chesed, about demuna, about tefillah. So each of them kind of begins a little bit of a discussion about Chanukah. So he says, it's important for the gedolim, for ultimately the adults, to go ahead and warn the children. But of course, in this context, what it means is, those of greater stature, it's important for them to teach those of lesser stature, ki agam shebishas hadlaka, because even though when a person goes ahead and a person is madlik, a person kindles and his ma'orer awakens a great light, well, says an incredible yisod. So the Rebbe writes here, it's important that whenever a person lights a fire of ruchnius, whenever a person lights a fire of spirituality, that a person never chas v'shalom allow his fire to burn another person. What does that mean? What is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe will say, sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that as long as what I'm doing is l'shem shamayim, as long as what I'm doing is avodas Hashem, so I have a license to kind of trample anything and anyone in my way. Since I'm involved in something that's kaddish, so the collateral damage is not so important. The Rebbe says a person has to realize that it's important to ignite your flame and it's important to fan that fire, but that fire can never chas v'shalom come at the expense of someone else. That gacheles, that flame, can never chas v'shalom burn someone else. He says, "Delo shayech lekayim rak mitzas shebein adom lemakom." A person cannot go ahead and be mekayim ben adam lemakom his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ulezalzel, and to go ahead and literally to deprecate, to put down, to erode the kavod, the honor that he gives to the other. We'll say it's an incredible yisod. When a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't have proper Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, person serves Hashem, but yet doesn't know how to properly treat the other, doesn't know how to have proper midos, that shows that not only is he deficient in his Bein Adam L'Makom, not only is he deficient in his Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but he's also deficient in his Bein Adam L'Makom as well. Ukima Amaro, turn the page. Page 130. Ukema Amaro HaKadosh, Shal Rav HaKadosh, Rav Mordechai, Milachovich, Zuchus Yain Alein, Rav Pasuk, Kim Zechartoni Itcho. The Pasuk says, remember, this is actually by Yosef. Right? Yosef writes over here at the end, when Yosef interprets the dreams of the butler and the baker, and he tells the butler that he's going to be restored to his post, and the baker is going to be hanged. So he tells the butler, please remember me. When you go back to Paro, Kim Zechartoni Itcho. Please remember me with you. Shema Adam Zocher Es Chaveiro, Umevakish Umechapes Eich La'azrlo. That if a person always remembers his friend, and a person is always constantly seeking out how to help his fellow. Page 131. Hamala v'choshe kinat zibor. And it's certainly a person doesn't just remember the other, but a person always remembers the collective. V'af kishahechrech meviyam lachlok u'lahavir anechma misraroso. Ein ro'oi lahem litna la'osa shebishvilo ir lo davar zeh. Afa pishu hu lo ro'oi lakach mipnei shebazu yesh lomu uvar chalishas hadeh yisera. Or maybe makar la'an hagazu. So let me just tell you some of this outside. So Rebbe says something really absolutely amazing, which is, there's a page that's missing over here from the middle of this. But what the Rebbe writes is something absolutely amazing, which is, kim zechartani itcha, that the whole yisod in life is that when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always have to remember the other. We always have to be sensitive to the other. We always have to remember that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never a license to trample. But in fact, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually is a mechayiv. If I'm going to be a true Ovid Hashem, I have to be truly sensitive to the needs, to the sensitivities of the other. So I want to share with you something amazing. Go back to page 129 for just a moment. This is actually quite beautiful. If you look in footnote Aleph, he tells a story here. He says, Yadua, Shebeso Shalarava Kadosh Shlomo Zvil, Haya Pisucha Lechol Ditzarech. So Shlomo of Zvil was known for his incredible hachnasa sarach, an incredible hospitality. The Chol Echad Haya Biyadoli Karnis Sham Leechal Velishtos Velanuach, Mebli Sha'af Echad Yomar Lo Mayase Mayifal. And the Rebbe's home, the Rebbe of Zvil's home was so open that literally whoever wanted to come could eat, could drink, could sleep, and no one is ever going to tell you anything. You can do whatever you want. He says, Vesiper Achas Reb Yaakov Kozlik. He says, Shaya Bachar mi Yeshivas Chevron, Shematza Mako Machse Bebeis HaTzadik, that there was once a Bachar from the Yeshiva of Chevron, who once came to the Rebbe of Zvil's home. He needed a place to stay. Get ready for this. Pam Achas Terem Ava Mishkava Lanum Es Shinas HaLayla, Bikesh mi Rebbe Shlomke, Sheyairu Lemachar Bishar Sheyesh Lifnos Boker. So this Bachar is staying at the Rebbe's home. So this Bachar from Shivas Chevron is staying at the Rebbe of Zvil's home. And he says to the Rebbe, if you don't mind, can you wake me up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? Can you wake me up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning?
What time period?
I'm sorry? Reb Shlomo of Zvil is the 1800s, late 1800s. So can you wake me up in the morning? Acharav HaKadosh Muzil, Hishtamit Veheshev She'inu Yochol. So Rebbe says, sorry, I can't wake you up at 6 o'clock. So, Savar HaBachar Latzmo, Shu'ula Yoshan Rabbi Adayim Ba'osasho. So the Bachar figured, you know what, maybe the Rebbe is still sleeping. It's one of the good parts about being a Rebbe. You could decide when you go to sleep, when you get up. Right, so maybe the Rebbe is still sleeping. So he learns late at night. So maybe he's still sleeping at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, Bules Breira, Asa HaBachar Pulos Achero, She'igam Lo Lissar B'Sha'a Yehuda. So the Bachar realized he's going to have to figure out some other way to go ahead and get up. Also, I'll just tell you, I'll digress for a moment. My grandpa, Zichron Levracha, was a Talmud in the Yeshiva of Nevaduk. And he said that the way he used to get up in the morning is that the night before when he went to sleep, he would tell himself 5 times what time he was going to get up, and that's the time that he got up in the morning. Such a level of self-discipline like that. If this is the time I have to get up, then if this is my time, somebody needs to get up to go fast to adjust. So however this bachar got up, he got up. Fine. So what happened? But yet, amazing enough, the Bachar gets up in the morning, and what does he find? He finds that the Rebbe of Zvil is already up. He's already up. He's learning. Whatever he's doing, he's already up. Okay. Lefichach balayla kasher halach lishon pigeish imenu shuv she'airu ach shuv dacha osarav akadosh mizvil she'eno yachal la'asoskin. So now the second night, the Bachar is going to sleep. Now he knows that the Rebbe is already up at 6 o'clock in the morning. He says, Rebbe, do you mind tomorrow morning? Can you please wake me up? Can you please wake me up at 6 o'clock? Uma Rabba haisa pliyoso kasher gam lemacharas ra'a osarav akadosh mizvil. The next morning, the Bachar wakes up, and sure enough, what does he find? The Rebbe is awake. So now the Bachar is a little bit mystified. Why can't you wake me up in the morning? And he had enough chutzpah to go and ask the Rebbe, why can't you? I just wanted you to wake me up at 6 o'clock. You're already up. Why can't you wake me up? So listen to this bottom. Listen to the punchline of this story. Na'ana Rav Hakadosh Mizvil v'hoshit lo kama madeos v'amar lo ba'anovus chein. So the Rebbe took out of his pocket a couple of coins and he said with incredible humility. See, it's not one person who's just humble. Many people have the midah of humility. See, he said with incredible humility, listen to this, Kach matbeos gelu, ukinei lecha sh'on ma'orer. Do me a favor, here's the money, go and buy yourself an alarm clock. So the Rebbe of Zvil says, here's the money, go buy yourself an alarm clock. Ani lo, listen to this, listen to what the Rebbe said, Ani lo yochol laha'ir Yehudi mishnaso. The Rebbe says, I can do many things, but you know what I can't do? I can't wake a Jew up. I can't wake a Jew up from his sleep. Ki agam shela acher akima sameach ish mashes orer b'shal mukdemes kiritzono. Because even though if I were to wake you up at 6 o'clock because you were so happy, right? If I were to wake you up, you'd be happy. Why are you happy? Because I'm waking you up at the time you wanted to get up. You wanted to get up. I'm waking you up early. Listen to this. Ach be'es kumo yesh lo tsar mizeh. But you know how it works when you get up, even though you have to get up and you're happy for someone waking you up, that moment that you awake, there's sar. I want to sleep more. I'm tired still. I want to sleep. See, even though you're going to be happy that I woke you up, there's going to be an initial tsar. That you had to get up. Kibir, he says, Ach bekumo beish lo tsar mizah. Kibir tsono lahamshich lishon. Because every person just wants to continue to sleep. Listen to what the Rebbe of Zvil said. Ve'ein biyadi ligrar tsar liyehudi. And I can't cause pain to another Jew. I can't cause tsar to another Jew. And the Rebbe writes, V'hadorem afhilim kamen yisra hani tzadikim kidoshe elyon, shalugrum shum tzar kali yehudi. Let's say, you want to hear something amazing? You know what makes a tzadik, really, a tzadik? The truth is, it's not how much Torah you learn, because anybody can learn a lot of Torah. You could be an apikoris, you could be a rasha, you could be a mushchas, you could learn an incredible amount of Torah. And it's not just the amount of chesed you could do, because a lot of people who are not necessarily good people still do a lot of chesed as well. What really makes a tzaddik is an acute sensitivity towards their fellow Jew. When you literally feel, when you're so sensitive to the needs and to the feelings of the other, that's tzidkus. So the Rebbe of Zeal said, I can't wake you up. I, you asked me to wake you up. I can't do it. Because even though you'll thank me afterwards, in that moment when I awaken you, there's going to be tsar, and I can't be the goreim. I can't be the cause for your tsar. See, he says, Rebbe, the lover Rebbe, right? He says, you see how tzaddikim and great tzaddikim are so careful not to cause any pain to a Jew. And above, from here we learn how careful we have to be never to chas v'shalom cause pain, even unintended pain, to the other.
What's the message? I've got a book here.